This week in RSVNB Update, 2022 is done, and we relive some of our favorite RSVNB Update moments. We have outtakes, slip-ups, and the occasional act of Tannis and Company leading myself astray. Witness this told through moments you've heard, and some never heard before now. This is RSVNB Update, episode 915, recorded Thursday, December 22nd, 2022, the 2022 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for the last RSVNB Update episode of 2022. And you know what that means, Tannis, right?
Clip Show.
Yes, yes, it is. It is the Clip Show this year. It was a busy year clip wise. We have the most
clips.
We have the most clips here since 2018. Believe it or not.
That means that we've either said a lot of things that we shouldn't have, or we had a lot of fun, or both.
Or Earth was just on the show a lot this year. that could be that too. And, you know, the past few years we've hovered at around 60 clips or so per year. And for people who haven't listened to an RSVNB Update Clip Show before, the entire idea of the Clip Show is there will be things that sometimes we just take as clips that are funny. There will be sometimes be things that are edited out that are part of the that are naturally part of the Clip Show. Sometimes there are things that pop up in pre-show or post-show that we want to include on the Clip Show. And of course, Patreon supporters have heard most of these throughout the entire year, so they got a bit of an idea of what's coming down the pipe. But if you're joining us for your first Clip Show, please note that this episode does carry an explicit tag because it is unfiltered. I did filter one or two clips for Tannis's benefit, but we won't say what those were from now, will we, Tannis?
No, there probably should have been more. I don't even know what some of these clips are going to be.
Yeah,
so.
God
only knows.
I mean, I had to look a few of the things up along the way. So, but it has been quite the year here, RuneScape, real life, and of course RSVNB Update related. So it's always a fun time to sit down here at the end of the year and just, you know, lean back, relax, and do a little bit of RSVNB Update Clip Show. Full show notes at update.show. You can find us in Friends Chat, Bits Bytes, for two more weeks or so, or a week or so by the time you're hearing this. I am on Fresh Start as Shane with three E's. Tannis can be found at FSW Tannis79. You ready to jump right in?
Go.
All right, so the sound you'll hear once the clip is over is this little noise. I just felt that we needed a sound to kind of separate it since you and I will be here talking as well. So we're going to begin back on episode 863 when we were talking about Het's Oasis. All right, let's talk about farming and talk about flowers.
I'll let you talk about it, Shane.
I've always wanted to be a rare flowers salesman in RS.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me think about this, Shane. A rare flower salesman in Canada. What could that
be? We have greenhouses.
Oh, I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
So there's four flowers that you can harvest. You can harvest roses, irises, hydrangeas, and hollyhocks at 30, 50. So what exactly were you going for with that one?
Well, I don't know, Shane. Rare Canadian flowers.
I'm not sure what that would count.
That would be grown in greenhouses.
Yeah. I have no idea what that would be accounting for here, but nonetheless, we have a boatload of clips from this episode. Tannis, you told us about what some of your friends do in the wilderness as well on this episode.
Well, the good thing about the agility is it is kind of a replacement for the wilderness.
Yeah.
That's great. There are people actually use that course, like, because I know people that used to kill people on that course. So, so
you
I don't
continued
have
continued to know them.
Tannis knows all kinds of shady people.
I know all kinds of people.
Because that's just rude. Like, honestly.
on double XP at that.
Oh my god!
Okay, Satan. That's very rude.
You know, yeah. He had a wall of shame with snapshots of people going, WTF, you MFF.
So it's like, so he's got one of those rituals like serial killers has, where he has a trophy.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no.
Well, this is good, then. This is good.
Because yes. He's getting it out on, like... avatars in a game and not
no,
real
no, I
people?
Mean, it's good that, no, no, I mean, it's can, good they, that we have an agility course replacement.
No. Yeah, yeah, so it's...
Oh, we were talking about different things there. Okay, all right.
And little did we know that later this year the wilderness would be removed and that would no longer become a problem. Do you still talk to this person?
True story.
Wow.
True story.
Wow.
And it's funny. He's a really nice guy. Hilarious.
He just wouldn't know he has that kind of streak to him, right?
Yeah.
All right. And I also had an interesting way of describing some of the pain points of this update.
You know, things that we can look at.
Yeah, some itchy scratchies, hey?
Some itchy scratchies, you know, and it's hard because part of
what?
This, just ignore it. It's Shane.
Excuse me.
You just. Yeah. But
some what, Shane? No, we cannot go.
Well, basically some itches that need to be scratched.
Why? Why didn't you say that?
Carry on, Janice. See, and I thought people had heard that expression before, but I guess not. I guess not.
Nope. You can always count on Earth to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on here?
Yeah, we'll be hearing a lot of this episode. next one, we talked about the Elder Gods and an unknown power. Not as, universe ending.
Not as grand. And...
Yeah, more traditional.
Okay. Okay, well, that answers the in-universe question then, too.
Yeah. And, I mean, we have to be successful at the end of the day, right? And
are you telling me there's not going to be an unknown dark matter gravitational anomaly that comes through here and annihilates Gilador?
Right?
And here we were trying to find out how the Elder God Wars arc was going to end. Lo and behold, we knew that it would probably end with Saren trying to genocide some people. And you and I were on a Star Trek Discovery angle when Earth had no idea what we were talking about.
Yup.
He still hasn't watched Discovery.
He can watch Strange New Worlds and we'll... We'll just let him pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, yeah. Next up, this was also the episode we got the gators.
At least they're not real Crocs.
True, true.
Did we as a society stop bullying people who wear Crocs? Can we bring that back?
Right. I'm not going to let this podcast advocate bullying people.
All opinions are my own. Bully people who wear Crocs.
No, don't do that.
Look at them. They're a sin.
Well, I'd agree, especially if you wore the RuneScape ones out. But I know plenty of people...
Do you think they should be bullied?
No!
Coward.
I don't think anyone should be. I still wear the gaiters each and every day as part of the outfit that I wear on RS.
Hey, there you go.
And I mean,
you got style there, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, we could say that, and I mean, I'll take the bullying from Earth there, but let's hope he doesn't bully anyone else.
Hey, so. That's what makes you want to know what Endgame is? There it is.
Oh God,
it's fashion escape.
Oh boy. Oh boy. All right. Also on that episode, as we were wrapping up the show, I apparently forgot to include Earth again. With that being said, we'll be back next week for another episode of RSVNB Update.
Do I not get to say what I've been doing, Shane?
Oh, you're right. I thought I did you first.
No.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
And guests are supposed to go first, Shane.
Whoops. God. Oh, God. Well,
never coming back again if this is how I'm going to be treated.
No. We'll edit all this out and make it look perfect.
No, this has to stay in.
No.
That makes it perfect.
And we did edit it out.
But it came back, so it did make it in.
I guess so.
People got to see the perfect take.
I guess. And I mean, we very rarely do this on the podcast, folks. I'm trying to remember how many times we actually, you know, say, pause, back up, go redo segment. That very rare, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hardly ever.
All right. On to episode 864. We talk about Azanadra's new form. And the question, of course, is which Azanadra? And the answer to that is the Azanadra at the Glacier Front.
Yeah, I had trouble with that. Because you'd think he's right there.
Yeah.
Just walk right over there.
But every other version of Azanadra now is just some other Majora in his cosplay.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the Azanadra you were looking for was a Wi-Fi router Azanadra. But
sending signal to all of the Glacier Front.
Yeah, look at what his head looks like. He looks like he's got a Wi-Fi router and four antennas on his head.
Hold, please.
That's about to have a revelation.
Yeah.
I hate you.
It was actually Sirion, I believe, who first suggested that. And that's what it looked like. A Wi-Fi router on Azanadra's head. Plain and simple there. With that, we move on to episode 867, the 20-year veteran cave. You remember the debacle behind this?
I don't remember. I can't believe half of this stuff has been this year. It feels so long ago.
Well, it's going to feel a lot closer as we get to the second half of the year. And some of the clips, because the more rambunctious ones come from that part of the year. I'd even be on the fence about adding the particles to it. I just wanted explanation for the three X's on the bottom.
That is weird.
And give me cloth texture so that the tassels move.
Yeah, that's a little... It's triple X. Yeah, I guess it is that kind of fantasy game, huh?
Times two!
Yeah, like, is that like the size? Like, what are you trying to say here?
This player's a 6X?
Yeah, right, like... I don't know. Yeah. That is weird.
So the 20-year Veterans Cape, when that came out, had three X's on the bottom and three X's through the middle of it for some reason, when in reality, you know, it was 20 years, which should have been XX, and nobody really figured out what that was going for there. They did rework the design of that cape slightly in the end. So our next clip from that episode talks about the subliminal messaging in Zarosian jewelry. The string jewelry spell icon included a small Zaros god symbol. This was unintentional and has now been removed.
I don't like this.
Okay.
Because because Zaros is the empty lord. He's pulling everyone on a string. Why would string jewelry not have a Zaros symbol? Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it does. That's hilarious.
I thought that was on purpose, because like that's literally, he's literally the puppet master.
Yeah, that's so funny now that you mention it.
They probably forgot. No one wrote that down when they did it. You know, like, why is this a Kizaru symbol? Oh, because he strings to.
Yeah. Amazing. And we never did get an answer as to why that was the case, did we?
No, I don't think we did.
No, and I mean, it could have just been that, you know, somebody put it in, or maybe it was a piece of jewelry that was initially intended to be Zarosian-based, but no answer on that. Also, you know what? You know what's interesting about vowels?
What's that?
There's five of them, sometimes six of them. A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. And I and O are often very close to each other on the keyboard, and as a result, sometimes they get transposed, as happened in this clip. You know where we're going with this?
I don't know where you've left me. I'm on the road somewhere.
And there is also a note that says we have a number of community requested fixes such as hotboxes. I mean hitboxes.
Yes, that is a highly requested feature. How do we partake in some features, Shane?
I don't even know what a hotbox cabbage.
Tannis, will you hotbox cabbage face bunch bonanza with me? That feels so on theme. Brassica would reward us for that behavior.
I don't even know
what a hotbox is.
Can we talk about this on the show, Tannis?
Of course you don't, Shane. Of course you don't.
Well, I'm sure the audience either knows what it is or can look it up.
I would imagine most of the audience knows what it is. I mean, there was a podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. I mean...
yeah, well, what you said was super funny, Shane. I think that's all you need to know.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, community fixes including hitboxes and invisible fire in Cabbage Face Punch Bonanza are currently in testing for an engine update, and subject to passing testing, they hope to deploy these updates in early to mid-February. We have needed that for so long with hitboxes, you know, going up ladders and whatnot. It's just really difficult. Certain bosses as well. So this has actually made doing Krosis really difficult too, I've found. So I am waiting for these hotbox changes. I mean hitbox changes, sorry. God damn it, David, you're typing to me.
Now you're sitting on purpose.
No, that wasn't on purpose. I glanced over to the second screen and I saw what you typed.
Now I'm just picturing Shane and like a... What do you drive, Shane? You got like yourself a big old Lincoln or something? You got...
Yeah, I think Shane's the Lincoln Continental type for sure. He's got the Jordan Peterson on an 8-track in there.
No, I don't even like him.
Canadian icon, though.
He flips the channel between him and Benny Boy.
Who?
Oh, Ben.
Oh, Buddy Ben. Ben Shapiro. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh God, no. You guys are right. You guys are right. I do listen to talk radio, but not those two.
And that Canadian superstar Justin Bieber, the whole discography.
Nothing like getting Biebered.
Oh God. Well, that took us in an interesting direction.
You took us in an interesting direction, much like you might do if you were hotboxing, Shane.
Well, I saw fire and hit, and I kind of just mixed the two together, hot and hit boxes, so.
Yeah, fire and hit.
Yeah.
It goes. Yeah, you were
hitting the fire pretty hard. Yeah, mm-hmm. I see it.
Now, do you remember?
Yeah. Like, you have an inability to quit digging when you're already in a hole, don't you?
I guess. I mean, I wasn't even aware I was digging with that, but we'll take it, right? Oh, and we're only 20 minutes in, folks, and we're on episode 867. We started the show on 864, or 863. Moving on to 868 now, where we learn that you're not actually for civil asset forfeiture. I think back to when we were having our Elite Dungeon discussion last year, and you said you were for civil asset forfeiture.
Whoa, no, not me. No, not me. No, very anti that.
Really? I could have sworn you said you wanted that for people who abuse the Elite Dungeon system.
Oh, yes, in game. I'm a big proponent of civil asset forfeiture. Yes.
I was talking in game. You thought I meant real life.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, my liberal bells are ringing. I'm like, dang, no.
Do you long for the day, Shane?
I mean, not really. Not really. We got the Elite Dungeon 4 where people can skip the boss now after 25 kills, I think it is. So, I mean, it's not... And I guess they learned from that experience, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Episode 871, this was the Abyssal Lord episode, and the clip is titled Whips, Spikes, and Helmets.
Yes,
you can go with like a BDSM title, you know, Whips, Spikes, and Helmets.
No.
Ooh. What? Well, no. What we
Jaws.
Got?
Whips, Spikes, and Jaws.
Spikes, and Helmets. Yeah, oh, and Jaws. Oh,
there we go.
You think we should have went with Whips, Spikes, and Jaws for that?
I think we made the right call there.
Yeah, we did. We did. And I did catch that one where you were going with that. So, in any case, 872 was Mod Pie's live combat live stream, which was we had a good amount of fun with. I'm going to be playing two clips back to back here, so just sit back and relax, everyone. And I guess it's at this point we can say that this was done as a PowerPoint by Mod Pie. And there were different transitions used for between each of the slides, and there was a word that was decided to be used based on replies on the tweet thread on this. And whenever he would say EOC was an inside job, that was the cue for Modspear to move the slides forward.
Did you guys vote on the poll?
No, I didn't have a chance to do that.
I voted for the options were yeet. Adrenaline, Glacor, and then in parentheses, pronounced strong, and then the winning one, EOC, was an inside job.
I probably would have voted for Yeet.
Mm-hmm. I think that got second. That had 28%.
Yeah. It's been determined that it is random enough based on math on that, and that's a relatively easy thing to do. And come on, ask yourselves, why would Jagex have to lie about that? Oh, I know why. EOC was an inside job.
They got an inside man.
Yeah, I mean...
Cambridge mob infiltrated it, dude.
That's right. I mean, who knew the Cambridge mob was working all the way back in 2012, right?
Well, that's the idea. You're not supposed to know that they exist.
And everything that's happened since then that, you know, doesn't sit the right way, well... EOC was an inside job, and it comes down to the Cambridge mob. And, you know, perhaps this is just confirmation to us that the Cambridge mob is real.
I think so. And the login lockout with a false flag.
To let Jagex spend more money on servers, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that last Friday everybody was getting, this is just a bit of a tangent, everybody last Friday was getting PTSD flashbacks about this because at reset, 1 year to the day, the login servers went out.
I saw that and I was a part of it and I was like, well, hopefully I get a gift.
What will I get this year?
Oh God! Anyways, back to the live stream. We're having too much fun with this, aren't we? That was a fun one because I feel like we got to explain the Cambridge mob, right? I forget who came up with that. Was that you or was that Siri?
No, that was me.
Okay, and I think the whole idea behind it is that whenever something happens at Jagex, that the community raises their arms up about, or J-Mods start leaving, or there's a bad decision being made. We say that, you know, the Cambridge mob was behind it in terms of influencing what goes on in Jagex. And to this point, EOC was an inside job perpetrated by the Cambridge mob. And the login lockout was one of the Cambridge mob false flag attacks. So there we go.
I mean, it originated from, like, just how ridiculous some posts are.
Yeah, thinking, like, that, you know, Jagex is intentionally doing things to hurt themselves, right?
Yeah. So, but how did that not, like, trend? I mean, that was a hashtag. Should have been a hashtag if there ever was one.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem comes from that is that you and I aren't active on RS Twitter or RS social media, that we couldn't have, you know, memed the Cambridge mob at the time, which I think would be an interesting thing to do, but I am lacking the brain cells to do interaction on social media these days. I'm not going to lie to you about that. So
it's not healthy. Nope, not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
Yeah. We also talked about Bear's pick of the week, which was a pet simulator. So this other one you just sent me, the magical masseuses, the sniffling masseuses are the unsubtle masseuses, or the magical shirts, the sniffing shirts, or the unsubtle shirts, or the magical nuts, the sniffing nuts, or the unsubtle nuts. And I think this was some kind of auto-idle clicker game that he was playing, and it generated random names for it, and we were just kind of getting a kick out of that during Pick of the Week. I think we might have went with one of them, but... in any case.
Yeah, context is kind of... I was wondering what the context was.
Yeah, well...
I didn't remember it.
Well, I got... Like, we got another clip from this episode in post-show called Obese Bagpipes and Moist Beavers. And that's...
That was definitely not an accident.
Yeah, that's coming next. Another idea was the Obese Bagpipes.
That works.
The Moist Beavers. Come on, Shane.
No. Or EOC was an inside job.
I don't know if we want that showing up in people Google.
No.
Google Moist Beavers.
And this is what we do each episode. We try and come up with show titles based on things that might have popped up during the episode, and based on the pick of the week and what we talked about in the combat live stream. That's kind of where we went with that.
And hey, we would have gotten more clicks that week.
I don't know. Would we have?
Probably. I mean, disappointed once they've... But yeah, probably.
Oh, God. All right. Episode 873, we were talking about jellyfish, and you took it in a very, very weird direction. Before I press play, do you remember this?
No.
Okay.
So it's fast, and you don't kill jellyfish either.
Ooh, that makes it really interesting.
Yeah, you could get clapped out of nowhere. It's rough times.
Do you have a designated pisser then?
What does that mean?
Well, if you get stung by a jellyfish, you're supposed to have someone piss on it. So I'm guessing you're going to get stung a lot. So
yeah, if by that you mean ice barrage, then yes.
Okay. Yeah, ice barrage would do it.
Yeah, you know, you gotta ice the wound, you know.
Yeah, you'd be like that fucking guy in the Olympics that froze his penis. You hear about him?
No, that doesn't sound good.
No, he froze it solid. And yikes. This was the second time he did it.
What the?
Yeah. I should you not, Shane. Look it up, dude. I swear to God. He was like some cross-country skier, dude.
Hey, we don't kink shame in here. It could be his thing, Tannis.
Hey, you know, that's true. I mean, he could probably keep it up for a while. I mean, at least till it thaws out.
It is permanently.
Yeah, dude, it was a funny-ass headline. I fucking read it. I thought it was funny when they said it was the second time.
Like, yeah, that makes it really good. Once wasn't enough.
Yeah, no. You know how much you gotta really like skiing?
You know, once you go ice hard, you never go back.
I have no idea how we got there.
How do we get anywhere? You know.
Yeah, with
must have been a story in the news. Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah, and then you just jumped on it, and then David went with it, and we went in a whole different direction. But we were talking about jellyfish in RS.
Hey, I stand behind that. That's true. That's like.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Moving on to episode 874, sometimes I mentioned earlier we do edit things out just for the sake of, you know, dead air or having nothing interesting happening at the time, and this was one of those. Because it had a bit of a checkered release, let's just say, when that arrived back in January, and there's always a question of, you know, was this done right? Could it have been done better? But what year are you on, just out of curiosity? Do you know?
Oh gosh, I'm not sure, but I'm nowhere near the 20-year cape. I'm probably like year 14,
okay,
15, maybe something like that.
Okay, where would this be? Cape Rack, 20-year veteran cape. Withdraw. And as you can tell, we're doing it live here, folks. I should have had this in the inventory, ready to go when we sat down here, but that's okay. Put it on. Deactivate the cosmetic override of the wonderful 120 farming cape, which everybody should like because it's so nice and green. All right. And see, you can tell from this clip, I was trying to stretch there, right? I was trying to delay if I could find the cape in time. But one thing a lot of people don't know is that on these episodes, when we're showing something off or when we need something in game, I will spend probably, 5 to 10 minutes pre-show, lining everything up, lining patch notes up, lining the game client up, just to make sure it's ready to go when we need it, so that we don't need to insert anything in post. And I think that's a different way of doing video production than most people do it. And it's something we've got good at over the years, except for times like when this happens. So we're gonna move on to episode 878 now. So 4 week. Jump in episode numbers where something that was a carrot looked like a missile launcher instead. I don't even remember what this one was about. They're also giving away again on Treasure Hunter the Carrot Lats.
The Carrot Lats?
Yeah. A two-handed.
Oh.
It looks like it doesn't look like a carrot, but they're calling it a carrot. Don't know what.
Nice.
Oh my god. And cottontail knight armor as well.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. The carrot lance
game is strong.
The carrot lance kind of looks like a missile.
Yeah. Yeah. You saying it's phallic shaped?
No, it looks like a missile.
Oh, a missile. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I shut you down there. I knew what you were aiming for with that one. But it really did look like a missile, thinking back to it. And, you know, I'm sure it was designed to look like a carrot, but it just kind of had that shape to it. So we're going to move on to episode 879 right now. And this one's a clip from pre-show where Earth was on the show, and a question about shoehorns just spiraled out of control. And I had no idea that people use shoehorns who aren't elderly. Did you?
I mean, I remember them as like trying shoes on at a shoe store.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Before we go back, I gotta get my shoes for tomorrow, and I gotta get my socks. All right, are these the right ones? Charcoal gray, those are the ones. Man, let's get my shoes.
What size shoe do you wear?
That's
wouldn't
personal,
you like,
Shane.
No, leather boy. Where is my shoehorn?
What size glove you wear there, Reed?
Big.
You have a shoehorn?
Do you not?
No. Last person I saw use a shoehorn was Joe Biden.
Last person I saw use a shoehorn was Al Bundy. You know Al Bundy, right, Shane?
Yeah, he's the cannibal, right?
No, Al Bundy. Al Bundy.
It's from... Ted Bundy, Shane. I think he was just a mass murderer. Was he a cannibal?
No, I think he was just a murderer, yeah. Yeah, he's just a serial killer.
And I did look back on that, and Ted Bundy was the cannibal. Al Bundy's the serial killer.
No, Al Bundy is the shoe salesman from Married with Children.
Oh.
90s TV show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I didn't know that. I hope you're not leading me astray here.
Nah, I forget sometimes that you're just so Canadian, you don't got our 90s pop culture reference.
Yeah, and I mean, I was never really much for sitcoms, and I don't watch much TV these days, so that I guess that kind of explains that, right? So
yeah.
Also, I'm a Slayer dummy. Yes, I have the Charming Imp.
On your tool belt?
No, I don't have it on my tool belt.
Oh, Shane! I had no idea you were playing with like a half of a deck.
What?
No wonder you hate it.
So that's your own fault.
Hey, I got 120, and that's good enough for me.
That's like getting 120 from like
Livid Farm.
Yeah, salmon or something, right? Trout and salmon. I'm just hanging down.
No, I got 120 from dummies.
You are a dummy. And honestly, did you really just hand that to me?
No, I didn't expect it.
You didn't expect me to call you a dummy?
No.
You have known me for 12 years.
More than
that. That was the least surprising thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, you teed that up for me.
Water's wet, too. Newsflash.
Lord.
And you're learning the difficulties of Slayer on Fresh Start in not having all the tools.
It's different.
And I still never went back and completed my Slayer tool belt, by the way. I got 120, and that was good enough for me.
See, there is so much, like, telling you, we gotta talk about Fresh Start when it's all over, because in the actual, like, progression that it should be, it all fits. Like, I'm adding stuff to my tool belt as we're going, I prioritize, the rings, the Slayer helmet. Okay, now, whatever, you can do tasks, or you can do things for your belt, whichever one.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting interesting to talk about. And I just still could not get into Slayer. Are you going to hit 99 or 120 by the time Fresh Start ends?
I hope so. It's going to be, it's close. We're 94 Slayer now.
Ooh, that's a long way.
But it's Slayer.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. This next one you're going to have to explain to me. You apparently wanted to paintbrush somebody. Or almost weekly content updates to like how it was in the past. Or
no,
our
I wanted
key...
to paintbrush somebody.
Or
anyone else?
Or our key monthly updates in Ninja Strikes likely going to be the model into the future. His answer was once again, I'd love to do daily content updates, but there's a lot of work going into the updates. All right, two things for me. One, explain the paintbrush.
You haven't ever seen... You know that... Okay, the expression to paintbrush somebody, it means to smack them one way in the mouth and then back the other way, just pat, 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 like a paintbrush.
With your hand?
Like, yeah, with your hand. You slap them one way, then you back in and you slap them again.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And paintbrush.
And did I make it clear on this episode how much Mod Keeper's answers annoyed me?
We must have wanted to paintbrush somebody. I don't know.
It wasn't him. About. It wasn't him. I think it was the community you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, that was when we... See, that's when I would still go to that dark place and I would read things.
Yeah.
I don't go to the dark place no more.
Yeah, it helps, doesn't it?
It does help. It really does. It keeps you from a dark place.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And, I mean, Mod Keeper has turned over most of... He sets the general direction, of course, but there's a good reliance on the team happening, and I think we got through 2022 just fine. So I was very skeptical of Mod Keeper at the start of the year, and I am moving towards convinced that he's got the right solution for us. How do you feel? I know this isn't supposed to be an analysis-based episode, but go for it.
I'm always going to try to find a joke if I can. But all jokes aside, he's been a steady hand, which I'll take it, right? Like, we need, sometimes you just need that. Sometimes... Keep going. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Do what you're good at.
And that's the development mantra that we're running under now. Next, we move to episode 881, the accidental skilling update. If I can just throw where I come into this on, you get the dinosaur propellant, right? And you combine that with your shaft to make the tipless arrows, right? But you can also... Tipless shafts, yeah. Then you can also use the same propellant to make ultra compost. It'll be 50 propellant in place of one dragon manure that you would... You heard the deep inhales there, right? About when we're talking about those, yeah. And this progressed. That discussion progressed to a point about 30 seconds later, where it got so rambunctious that we actually had to remove one of the portions of this from the episode, and that's up next. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh no, it got way more rambunctious than that in post show, and we're not going to show you that for Tannis's own safety. But this one was in the episode.
So I just want to make sure I get this through. I need to clarify it with Shane.
Oh, yeah.
No. Are you saying that the propellant comes out of the shaft?
Yeah, but only a shaft without a tip, Tannis. You've got to chop the tip off first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got to take the okay.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, you got to remove the extra stuff.
Okay.
Whatever you guys are going for, fine, just do it. Monts do an ape had their no, puns. You guys can have your fun here.
We've done it. Ladies and gentlemen, Shane, this is clip show material.
Broken Shane.
this is clip show material. Do not put this in the show.
I might.
You can if you want to, but we'll explain it later.
We'll see.
Anywho. Yes, lovely. Dinosaur propellant makes ultra compost cheaper. I'm all a fan of that. It's good stuff.
It also makes RuneScape players named Tannis and Thaxi laugh.
It does.
Yeah,
actually, what makes me laugh is you, Shane. I love to hear your reaction.
We like Shane. We're nice to Shane. Yeah. We don't make fun of Shane ever. Oh. Anyway, cyberbullying aside.
Cyberbullying aside. See, I approach words and discussions with a very, you know, clear... analytical based sense as you would in a sciencey kind of setting, right? I don't look at the connotation that's directly under the hood with them as you and many other people do.
Well, it's you bring it out in everybody, Shane. Like,
well, I mean, we were talking about tipping arrow shafts.
Yeah, you're so naive, and we know you're naive, and what the audience doesn't necessarily, you know is like these.
It's 100% natural,
and it's not like all the time, but it's like when you get a chance to get Shane, you can't help it. You gotta. Yeah, I think you're maybe. You're part of the Cambridge mob, and see, this is all reverse psychology because you know we're gonna like say something, so you purposely will say something funny.
Huh? No, that's not the case. We also had a discussion on 861 as well in post show when we were considering show titles that probably should never be used as a YouTube search term.
No, absolutely.
I'm not getting that done. I'm not getting that done.
What?
You're
getting it done.
Oh my.
What?
God.
Is there a lot of content about it? There probably is. I wouldn't be surprised.
I typed accidental experimentation into YouTube.
Oh no, what did you find?
Showing results for accidental experimentations.
It'd be too bad on YouTube.
Number one result, 15 accidental inventions you can't imagine your life without.
Sure.
Number two, sarin gas against animals weapon experiment.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number three, raw footage of 1950s housewife LSD experiment. Number four, the famous LSD cat experiment. And that is why 861 was not titled Human Experimentation.
I said the same exact words here this time around. At the same time, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pretty bad, eh? Pretty bad. Oh, all right. We move on to episode 863 right now, and we talk about the trouble of being attacked by Aquanites. Not in the way you'd expect, though. The player's pet will no longer become aggressive toward the player when fighting Aquanites.
What?
Huh.
Imagine taking a Ripper Demon familiar to Aquanites and they can become aggressive against you.
Didn't even know that was possible. Wow.
Didn't know either.
That's wild.
My question, is there any pet out there that could kill a player easily?
I think you just mentioned it, right?
Not easily, but if you had scrolls in your Ripper Demon and you were just AFKing, then yeah, I'd probably kill you.
Which you would be, because you're at Aquanite.
But and the same thing again. You wouldn't necessarily take a Ripper to Aquanite, but it's just something fun to think about. I mean, maybe there are people that would take a Ripper to Aquanite. I don't know.
I think if you're at a point where you're using a Ripper Demon for Slayer, you probably do not have Aquanites unlocked. You
true
probably
that.
Have them toggled off. It's not a
that's
very
true.
Good task if you're
that's true.
That's do we true. Do you know why they're not a good task, Shane?
Why?
Tough to group up to Blood Barrage.
Ah, okay.
So, you know.
It always comes back to that now, doesn't it, when we talk about Slayer? That's just such a hilarious patch note. I'm just going to read it again before we pass it by. The player's pet will no longer become aggressive towards the player when fighting Aquanites. Oh, interesting for many reasons. Because one, weird bug. Two, you're not likely to be fighting Aquanites, but if you are, once again, weird bug could get you killed. Three, this was after we blew your brain about the use of legacy combat.
Yeah, I remember that, and I'm still sitting there going, why? No, you would never have that at Aquanites. Like, what? Uh-huh. But I have recently going back through it, doing some Aquanites when you barely can, you know, do it. Brings back memories.
Yep. Also on that episode, we talked about spiritual healing and tanning, which you can kind of guess where this goes based on the title. The reality of truth. Are you a seeker looking to heal and awaken to your highest potential? Discover the secret of ancients and indigenouses in the indigenous in the Amazon jungle. This documentary explores the relationship between spirituality, religion, and plant medicine, featuring top leaders like Deepak Chopra, Ram Dass, Marianne Williamson, Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, and hosted by Mike Zappy Zappelin. The film explores how to access the true reality through plant medicine and meditation. It includes its first-of-the-kind interviews with top spiritual gurus, celebrities, and people of all faiths about this intriguing connection and their personal experiences with spirituality and transcendence. That's the ad that was on the RSBNB update website.
When you said there's something weird, I thought it was going to be like...
That's awesome. That's so cool.
What'd you
I
think
thought it was going to be like tanning your balls or something, you know, because apparently that's a thing.
Really?
Interesting.
If you didn't know, yeah.
No.
I didn't. I guess I should look into that.
Yeah, it's supposed to increase your testosterone. I don't know why you need more of that, but apparently, I guess you do. At least that's what...
You got to lift bigger weights.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. It's like... You increase your testosterone. I'm like, and then what? Cool. So you can be bald and have body hair more? Okay. Cool. I don't...
Welcome to RSBNB Update post-show, everyone. That's how it goes from time to time.
Hey, this is like a year in review for me, because it's like, I can... basically tell what was ever going on in the zeitgeist, you know, at the time,
right?
Like the
yeah,
that was that was Tucker Carlson. I remember that.
Oh, really? I mean, it was just an ad on the RSBNB website.
Yeah, he did a whole like little mini documentary on tanning yourself. So,
interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right, that raises more questions than it answers. And of course, another topic that has been in the zeitgeist for 2022 has been the prevalence of XP boosts and XP in RuneScape, which you are aware of to a huge degree. And I want to get your opinion on this clip now. 46 to get the other 5%, the same one where you get the Bandavaya transmog ring.
Yeah. But what you're failing to connect here, Shane, is we're coming off of a double XP.
Oh, so we're going we're going from 200 to 120 then percent.
We're going. Yeah. You can't go cold turkey, man. We're addicted. We are addicted, my friend. You can't just cut it off. You don't just take heroin away from a heroin addict and give him some methadone treatment and that kind of thing. So you can't just cut us off. So we got to gradually cut it down.
Man. You think that's what's happening here?
Yeah, then we get another bonus XP weekend in 2 months, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a month after this finishes at the end of August.
Well, so. Because our tolerance keeps going up, you know, so we need more. So we got to...
That was when we did our open panel. One of our listeners, Domi, was able to come on the show that week. But as of what I want your opinion on is ramping down XP modifiers, given recent developments of what you've invested in and taken part in.
I say, give us more. We need more. I'm a fiend for the machine. Come on. We need more.
You want more XP?
All the time.
You want more keys?
All day, every day.
Oh, boy.
Yes, more.
Oh, no. And I always thought that we might need somebody, as you know, who is bringing in the whales perspective. But are you at that point yet?
Oh God, I don't have enough. I don't think I could ever. I don't have well money.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. I just have to clarify that. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Jesus, I have a family.
I mean, you talked about a credit card being almost maxed.
Not mine.
Oh, okay.
That was another friend.
Okay, good. You worried me there.
Oh, God, no.
All right. Episode 886 now. Twilight of the Gods. Earth and Questscaping on this episode. I also want to take this time and note all the different things that you find in the room, including books called Everything You Need to Know About Exorcisms, a painting of Zaros. I was half wondering if we were going to find a painting of other Maserati.
Oh,
in
God.
Here.
Wasn't the painting like
what do you
specifically
mean?
Zaros with a heart around it?
Yeah, Zaros with a heart around it. I'm talking about Maud Blackwich's pin-up art paintings.
I've heard whisperings that they might have snuck in the Zamorak one somewhere soon.
Okay, we'll have to keep an eye out for that. But I was half expecting to find something like that in this room here. So.
Well, you can only hope, bud.
Did you see these paintings, by the way?
Oh, they're
the
exquisite.
Degenerate ones?
The degenerate ones.
Yeah?
Okay.
They're gorgeous.
They're exquisite.
Jagex should sell prints of them, right?
Sounds like the plan
onlygods.com.
is a pinup calendar.
Onlygods.com.
Like enough for a pinup calendar. So we're on this train and it is not stopping anytime soon.
Mein God.
And thinking about it, that should have been the title for that episode, onlygods.com. I don't know. I don't know why that didn't come up, but that should have been the title for that episode. And of course, the painting did work its way into Elite Dungeon 4. So there we have it. We also talked about using syringes in that episode, and Earth had a wonderful answer of how he did it. This is where
how did y'all get the blood?
Stabbed Rowena?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Both of you stabbed a child?
Yeah.
Yes.
Over Grigorovic?
Yeah.
She was there.
Assholes?
She was only a fake child anyway. Stabbed a fake child. A friend of mine, deranged murderer.
Hey, it's a little prick. It's fine.
Oh, God.
You're a little prick
into the syringe, we'll say.
Okay. A friend of mine went through this bit and just decided to syringe everyone just to see how it went. And they do have a dialogue for it.
Yeah.
The demons essentially say, if I recall correctly, something like, that might be the last time you ever do that.
I mean, that's what I did, because they're the most obvious demons, right? I wasn't sure if the others would count.
Has anyone with this? Is that, I wonder if anyone, and there's no way you can syringe yourself then, is there?
Nope.
I saw from your screenshot that you did try and syringe the vodka bottle.
Yep.
Just slurp up a bit of vodka. This could be demon blood.
And that
but
didn't work?
When you stab Grigorovic, he says tingly.
Oh, God. Of course he does.
What is that? I need some blood. I love blood. Me too. Can I have some? Of course, master. You pierce Grigorovic's bony arm with the syringe. Tingly.
And this is what I've never seen in other games. It's just the level of depthness towards some of the NPC dialogue in these quests. It's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, that's the stuff you don't. Well, that's stuff that I don't get a lot of times.
Yeah,
space bar along.
Yeah, and I mean that it would be different if it were voiced or something to that effect, right? But
oh yeah, but that's also just classic
RuneScape
silliness. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 887, we were talking about potentially involving the community more in decision-making, and folks on your end had something to say on this. We would have had a different discussion at the end of the year.
Maybe things would have looked a lot different on a lot of different levels.
Yeah. And maybe this is us. Us not trusting the wider player base as a whole. Maybe that's what we're getting at here. What was that?
That is a late night Beagle alert, but this does not happen very often.
And when I asked the question, it sounded about trusting the player base. It sounded like someone was crying out in pain. That's why I asked.
No, don't do that. But who do you trust, Shane? What segment of the player base?
Exactly, and that's why I trust an executive more than the player base. Oh boy. Those have gotten more rare as we moved our recording times later. The Beagle Alert, of course, is when one or two of your dogs start making noise when a squirrel runs by or a dog walker goes by. Except this one was impeccably timed to coincide with when we were talking about polls and how we shouldn't be doing polls anymore, and the little Beagle agreed.
I think we all know why.
Yes, we do. We do. Now we move on to episode 888, where we got the first inklings of what Elite Dungeon 4 and the Zamorak boss fight might look like.
For the first time ever, this will be tracked through our new Enrage high scores. The highest completed Enrage of unique players and groups will be locked, immortalizing their legacy forever.
PVM high scores.
Oh, they just handed the Dick Measures a freaking yardstick. Holy hell.
But that's, I mean, that's good for that, for
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
For those
David's got his work cut out for him. And lo and behold, that's what it turned out to be. People are still setting records on the Zamorak high scores.
Uh-huh. I'm sure they are.
And one thing people might not be aware of is that my record on the Zamorak high scores for the longest time, until somebody deliberately set out to beat me, was that I had the slowest kill time of 27 minutes and 44 seconds.
I still don't understand how you could stay alive that long, Shane.
I know, and I amazed a great many people in our surrounding community. They're like, holy crap, how'd you stay alive for that long? And they suggested, you know, that's good surviving, that's good tanking. Currently the longest kill time at Zamorak is 49 minutes. So somebody went for a good 22 minutes longer than I did on that. But yeah, that's something I take pride in. That's why I haven't actually gone back to Zamorak, believe it or not. Because the second I go back there, well, I'm going to go back up into the under 10-minute range. So, anywho, onwards to episode 889, where we confuse World Event 2 and World War 2. I think this is what everybody has been asking for, was a hybrid combination of a PVM-like event like we had in World War II. I mean, World War II.
That was a combat event for sure.
World Event 2. World War II is definitely a combat event, though not one that we want to jump up and down and champion now, do we?
I wouldn't think so, yeah. Definitely World of... It was a world event.
It was a world event, and hopefully we don't have any more world events of that caliber, eh?
Yeah, right.
All right, our next clip comes from one of our monthly bits, and of course the monthly bits are the Patreon bonus shows that patron members gain access to, and now there's north of 50 monthly bits. We do them each and every month, and our Patreon supporters make that entire venture possible. You can learn more about that at patreon.com/rsbnb. Patrons gain access to all the monthly bits for as little as a dollar a month. We also have a VIP tier for $3 a month, where you get a mention on the show at the start of the month and a stereo version of the podcast as well. And if you want to give the ultimate gift, we have a $5 plan where you get early access to the clips show. People who are in that tier have already heard these. And of course, you get a shout out on the podcast each and every week. So this clip comes from one of our monthly bits, and they're just like our main shows. This one comes from pre-show of monthly bit 48.
You know what my greatest piss off is about the podcast?
Tell us what your greatest piss off is.
You had me on the year where literally nothing happened in RS.
Well, yeah,
I burnt out for 5 years.
I kind of wish I would have
that long for me to come back because the joy and love of the game that I played since childhood was murdered by you.
Damn!
Wow. I was gonna say I wish I would have had you on a year earlier. And see, I was going for the simple answer, but you know, one little nugget led Earth down an entire rabbit hole about his experience of co-hosting RSVNB Update. And ever since then, we make sure that burnout is not a thing amongst co-hosts. So there we have it.
I felt the pain.
Uh huh.
And the truth.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
How so?
Poor guy. He seemed very, very sincere.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then I accidentally, at the start of that episode, channeled the certain president. I bet you can guess who. One of the best panels that RSVNB Update has ever produced. We got.
He's glowing.
Stop, we are gonna Donald Trump.
Jesus Christ. Calm down, Reed.
We have the best panels.
That wasn't intentional. Thank you.
Move it along, boys. Move it along.
Joining us for this one, of course, it wouldn't be a PVM episode without both David and Thaxi being here. Welcome aboard to the both of you. And this was from our PVM tier list episode. And I mean, I didn't intend to do it that way. It just kind of came out that way. But you get the channeling that happened there, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Shane did not tell a lie.
No, I didn't. I didn't. And that would be channeling Bill Clinton then, right?
Yeah, then it would have been channeling Clinton.
All right. Also on that episode, we learned about Taxi's favorite invention perk. Yeah, let's of course remember everyone's favorite invention perk, Aftershock. Right, Taxi?
Get the fuck out of here. Anyways, what?
What? Story time?
Yeah, and let's of course remember everyone's favorite invention perk, Aftershock. Right, Taxi?
Get the fuck out of here. Anyways, what?
What? Story time?
No.
Anyways.
Hellware. I feel like I need to explain this one. You've not done much with PVM invention perks, I'd imagine, right?
No, although I know that was the hype, the meta, you needed.
And here's the problem with Aftershock, and it's for the amount of DPS that it provides, it's one of those perks that increases your DPS by 2-3%, right? Or so. Maybe a little bit more. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's single-digit percentage increase, okay? But the problem with Aftershock is that it operates on a stacking mechanic. So, all of your switches that you're using need to have Aftershock on it. And that's why people went gaga for the Wish of Goodwill or whatever it was that came out after the login lockout, because it was effectively free Aftershock. So you have to put it on each and every weapon that you're using, as well as the switches, and with that, also take care to make sure that you're managing the stacks properly. And, you know, there's people out there like Taxi, there's people out there like me. We just don't want to go to that level of micromanagement for our combat. And it annoys him, and it annoys myself that Aftershock is treated as you know, one of the gold standard perks, when in reality, yeah, it's a good perk, and you know, it's something that you should definitely look at adding, but it has its downsides too, and people don't talk about the downsides enough on that. So I don't know. I've gotten by without doing Aftershock, in all honesty, and I've been absolutely fine. Like I said, I've been able to do everything on Reaper Crew Mine is Rise of the Six, because that's just something I haven't got around to yet. So, as you can tell, there's a bit of salt there.
But it looks cool, Shane.
Who cares about looks? Who cares about looks? People...
I feel like you're not understanding the RuneScape endgame here.
Oh. Fashionscape, right?
No, but actually you convinced me. Like, I don't switch stuff, so I actually might be a case use for it not being so bad.
Right. And see, that's the thing, and this isn't meant to become a perk discussion, but from Ancient Invention, Precise 6, Equilibrium 4, factor on things like biting as well, and maybe a couple of other perks, you can get pretty darn close to the an end game level of DPS, and then you start factoring in things like Aftershock after that, if you want to. And see, that's the thing. When people ask about what perks they should get, Aftershock's always at the top of the list, but I don't think it should be at the top of the list. And we've tried to make this case so many times before, and it's just like yelling at the wall. As you can tell, I'm trying to make it right now. But anyways, if you hate this discussion, just turn off the show right now. We'll see you next year. Moving on to episode 891 now. Something calmer. Just calm down a bit. Pre-show.
It's either the first clip of 2023 or the last clip of 2022.
Well, we're in the clip show right now, so what does it matter, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I try to help Earth with some of his counting. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. How many skills you got left to go?
Well, let's count, shall we?
All right. Time for a counting lesson.
I'm doing it quietly now out of spite.
and for the record here, the one who sometimes has counting troubles is me. Interesting story on that is that when I go
11.
Okay, 11. 11. When I go out to a restaurant, I will most often forget to count myself and the number of people that we need for the table.
You don't exist.
Well, you're not a person, Shane. You're a robot.
All right.
And you keep forgetting that.
And you remind me every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can always count on him for that.
Yeah, that's true. It's
putting you in your place.
Yeah, and
trash.
And maybe that's the reason I wanted you here this week.
So I could yell at you about your capitalist bootlicking.
That's such an Earth clip, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One thing leads to another, that it ends in a roast of me. Also, my pronunciation...
Well, everything leads to a roast of you when Earth's on.
As we're learning, and as the listeners are learning. The next clip talks about my pronunciation of a certain combat style. Make the melee combat style something that... The melee combat style something that is gonna be perfected overnight. Melee. I'll say it the way I want to. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've always heard of that being the actual style.
Yeah, that was a weird way of saying that.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe it's just my inflection. I don't know. But I'm okay with saying it the way I want to. And we also talked about an option of what to do with Treasure Hunter on this episode as well. And I don't know if you were on this one. It might have been when you were having your stomach issues this summer. So let's have a listen. You can tell me if you remember this. He had XP on Treasure Hunter. Or direct purchase from the
store. Like a lamp?
Yeah, and like just amp the lamps
that
up.
You can already get?
No, but amp the lamps. Ooh, that's a fun way of saying it. Amp the lamps. Amp the lamps up.
Dane gets distracted by his own wording.
Are you facepalming right now?
Yes. Because you're not making any sense whatsoever.
I'm not making sense to myself. I'm trying to figure out why this is here, aside from making more money. I think we were analyzing some kind of new Treasure Hunter promo, and the fact we don't have an answer on that, probably probably says that you weren't there. But yeah. Does that sound familiar to you at all? I don't know. And no. I mean, it's an interesting question. Should direct purchase lamps be more prevalent? And you and I always go way back and forth on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a free XP absolutist.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. And I mean, when it comes down to it at the end of the day, we've had that for so long with the Oddman system, I don't think it's that big of a problem. But in any case, we're going to move on to episode 893 right now, and this was when we talked with Chaos Elemental regarding the changes to fan content policy.
As long as we don't pick up my cat at the door imploring her mother as to why she has been abandoned forever, we should be good.
I can speak only for myself and not for Shane, who has to truly actually edit the audio. But I have no problems with cat noises in the background. Such is the nature of cat ownership.
There's nothing I love more than being on a Discord call. And I just heard a cat in the background. Yeah. No, I was literally just on a call with a friend of mine, and there was the cat in the background. I'm like, hey, Gray, what do you have to say?
And I did look this up in the actual raw files of that, and that was actually Taxi's cat noise that he made right there. So just an FYI for everyone.
I think we figured that out.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could try and imitate that at some point if I wanted to, but that won't be right now.
Save that one for next year, Shane.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We also talked about arousing the ire of content creators and writers on this episode.
This is the one that is arousing a lot of ire among the artists.
Arousing, you say?
All right, you got me there.
Sorry, go on.
This conflict is going to come to a climax.
Oh my.
See, Tannis, even when you're not here, the show goes in that direction.
I was just like, thank God that wasn't me. Like, it was not me. I'm like shady over here. Like, it wasn't me. I knew it.
All right. Moving on to episode 894. This was another one when Sirion was on the show, and sometimes he likes his evening snacking before the show begins, and he just blew us away with the snack choices he had.
I have rice crackers. I'm going to eat them. They're crunchy, so you probably want me to quickly eat them before.
Yes, please.
Recording. Yes. They're so good, though.
I have a question.
Rice crackers.
I had a question.
Rice crackers, right?
Yes.
With gouda cheese.
Okay. Gross.
Yeah, no, I'm ashamed on that one.
You guys.
I hate cheese.
Oh, I like cheese, just not gouda cheese.
I mean,
blue cheese. Blue cheese is the worst.
I don't like blue. Blue cheese is wrong.
No one likes blue cheese, but except people who want to be snobs and act like they're cultured.
Exactly. I think the only people who like blue cheese are people who pretend to like blue cheese.
Exactly.
So they can belong.
Yeah, yep.
No, you know what I was thinking? I need to get you the episode of The Amazing Race with the cheese rolling.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. No, I literally bought about, how much isn't it? I bought a kilo of cheese just the other day.
Jesus.
For one person are you going to...
That's a lot of cheese. That's probably going to last me about 2 weeks.
Wow.
I buy a 250ml block and I end up throwing out half of it. It starts going moldy and people go, just cut the mold off. And that once it goes moldy, it goes in the bin.
Yeah, you can just cut off the mold.
Yeah, I know that's what they say. No. It goes moldy, it goes in the bin.
Everything that's not moldy is just fine. You can still eat that.
And isn't that what cheese is supposed to be good for? Is that the more aged it is, the better it gets? Okay. One thing folks probably don't know about the podcast is that when it comes to cheese, I can't do cheese, lactose intolerant, and I just can't handle the smell and the texture of it. So that was quite the clip to push myself through there. But can you believe that he'd go through a kilogram of cheese in like 10 to 14 days?
No. No, I can't. I wonder, all this time we thought he was European, but maybe he's actually just from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is all about cheese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair. Oh, and then also on that episode, the Mod Sirion thing came up again. I think they just wanted a little cherry on the top, honestly.
Yeah, but like, if you think about the impacts, you know, if you think about this in the wider context, you know, maybe I'm missing something. I will happily admit that, because contrary to popularly believe, I'm not actually a J-mod, and I don't actually know what the reasoning is for all this. But
contrary to popular belief,
it seems that if somebody had seriously thought about what should be dropped here and how do you want the wider ecosystem to work with items being sold and bought by different categories of players, this thing doesn't really hold up to scrutiny.
And with that, Mod Sirion, sometimes a reality, sometimes people think, oh, shouldn't he be working at Jagex because of what he says? That seems kind of like insidery to what he says, or maybe he just has good ideas on that.
Old Mod Sirion.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he would crank out if that was the case. So, our next clip comes from 895. We got two that are going to get played back-to-back here.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I get dragged out anytime there's quests.
Oh, God, don't say dragged out. That makes it sound like you don't want to be here.
I get taken out of Shane's basement.
Oh, God. We're going an interesting direction with this, aren't we?
That's where he keeps all the RSBNBs, though. Don't you agree, Sirion?
Yeah, I mean, I was dragged out last week when Tannis didn't show up, so...
Exactly, he made his escape. But the rescue party is on its way.
You guys are making it sound like you guys, like all the hosts don't want to be here, and that's worrying to me.
Don't worry, we love you, Shane.
I know.
Yep, we definitely love you.
Good. I came in with a mixed bag, coming out a little bit better on that. That's not too bad, so... Well, except
okay,
that.
So we get dinner tonight in our
basement. Yay! Thank you, old Master Shane.
Okay. They kid, but our RSBNB update is a very collaborative environment and platform. And one thing that has become clear over this year is that RSBNB update is a platform for people who like RuneScape, people who like game dev, to share their passion with everybody else. There's very few times we'll have to massage an opinion into something that is unpresentable and then into presentable. Or we'll have to say, oh, do we want to talk about that? Or do we, you know, just want to, you know, charge boldly ahead, right? So
that's right.
Yeah. On this episode, Sirion also pulled out his trusty thesaurus.
Curate is a verb, right?
Yes, to curate.
Thesaurus only recognizes it as a noun.
Huh.
Or it means caretaker. Synonyms, assistant, clergyman, cleric, dominie, minister, pastor, or priest.
Huh. Wow.
And then world virtuated to curate is clergyman, right?
Yeah.
And synonyms to clergyman are Bible thumper, harp polisher, devil dodger, Sky Scout.
What?
This is great. I love this. Primate. What? How is primate? Oh, from primus, right? From a Latin. Padre, yeah. Sorry, I got distracted.
Yes, you did.
I get distracted easily. Curate is a verb.
Whoops, there we go. We started playing that twice. But yes, as you can see there, he started looking up other words for curate and wound up talking about the clergymen and heart polishers and devil dodgers.
Heart polishers.
You ever heard that one?
I've never heard that one.
I mean, I've never been to a church that had a harp in it, but okay. So, alrighty. Our next clip comes from another Patreon special in August. It was decided that we roast my bank. And the reason for this is when we were running tests for the video podcast, a few that we trialed in July, I decided that based on my screen sharing that we need to roast my bank, because in testing that I was showing Earth and Taxi again, my bank. And these clips come from the August bank roast, which was a Patreon-only feature, so folks can get an idea of how rambunctious that got. Oh boy, the fans are going.
Excellent. That means you're in a pretty part of the world.
Yeah, and the iMac has fans.
Woo! And the stadium goes wild.
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
Right over your head there, good buddy.
No, I got it. He was making a reference about the iMac having fans, like
yeah, that's excited. Exactly what I meant when I said, "Oh, you have fans."
Yeah.
There's nothing else I could have possibly meant in that moment.
But the new iMacs, the Apple Silicon ones, don't have fans.
Oh my god, shoot me now.
Don't you just love how Earth ended that clip? Because this was before we'd even started. And yes, I knew that he was talking about, oh, you as a podcast host have fans? Yeah, I got that. I was just pulling their leg at that point on that one. I don't know if anybody believes me on that, but you can take it for what you will. And then I'm just going to let this next clip speak for itself, all right? This is actually a show I feel nervous for.
You should.
You know, this has already given me a little bit more life, so... I really hated whatever that noise was. But I'm sure I'm not going to hate it as much as what I'm about to see.
Oh, Tom's got a full selection of noises. They're quite amusing.
That's true.
That was Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me.
Wow, I would have put money on that being you.
It was a pretty Shane noise. I'll give you that one.
It really was.
I just love the fact that Earth just jumped on that one and assumed it was me, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't know he had his own soundboard. Like, I want to hear
does.
More.
He does, and maybe we'll hear more of those as we head into next year.
Yes, please.
Oh boy! All right. Also on that episode, I messed up his name. And joining us this month to kick off this series, we got Earth and Shaxi here to have a look at my bank.
That's exactly what my name is. You've done an excellent job.
And who?
Taxi.
Close enough.
That must have been
Shane. You're the one who isn't drinking tonight.
That must have been in my head from when that name appeared on the high school.
Is that y'all's relationship name?
Shane?
Yes.
We're going to have a conversation.
What kind of conversation do you want to have?
Well, firstly, the H is silent. It is Taxi. We've been doing this for a year. cannot count the improvements that have corrected this. Yeah, I can't imagine why either. It's not like we have one person who does not seem to understand it. We're in fine fettle tonight, everybody.
Yeah,
we hope your days are going well.
We're gonna have fun here.
We're about to ruin Shane's, I hope.
Oh.
All right, let me try that
Reed's
again.
Reed's having a stressful week, so hopefully this will go well.
Earth otherwise known.
Yeah, this may be therapeutic for me.
Earth otherwise known as Reed is here, and Taxi is here, who you guys know from the micro lessons and... The more you know, eh?
The more you know. Good old Taxi.
That was a therapeutic episode for everybody, I think. By the end of it.
It sounded like someone was taking their medicine.
Oh, those two were. I was just along in my normal form, believe it or not.
Oh. Your normal form, Shane?
Yep. Yep. Oh, boy. All right. One more clip from the bank roast. And credit to the RR man who actually went through this and had a bunch of clip suggestions. But I already had the two from pre-show, so I just went with two of the other ones that most stood out here. So I'm just going to play this next one.
UF weapon. Yeah. The Zami staff probably should be.
Yeah.
I don't know why you've got two Sarah staffs.
Back in the day, I liked the way it looked, and I actually used the spell from it, so I just had two.
Oh, the spiky butt plug look. I respect it.
Okay.
Seem a little nervous there, Shane.
What would I be nervous about?
Never mind.
The spiky butt plug?
No. It's good. It's fine. I guess I don't need these.
Think spiky butt plugs are fun?
I guess I don't. No, I guess I don't need these.
We're just going to zoom right past it. We're going to zoom right past it.
I guess we don't need these tiaras, eh? See, don't you wish you were on that?
Oh, I can't believe even those two let you off that easy.
Well, we were kind of compressed for time. We only had about 90 minutes to do it, so we had to run quickly on that. So we're going to move on to episode 896 right now, and this is when we got news about the Fresh Start Worlds, and this was our initial first coverage of it, and you had just returned to the show at this point.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
that's how we make it good
tired,
content.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to come in and with an even more radical opinion.
No,
there you go.
Get out of here, Tom.
See, the Taxi's tired, and I have lost everything that I like to do recreationally. That's all gone. So tennis is going to be a little edgy for the next couple weeks.
I thought.
I'm glad you're
shouting
okay,
at Jagex for making stupid decisions was one of your hobbies.
Siri, you can't project like that. You just can't project like that. It's not fair to other people around you.
Okay. Did you wear the edginess off?
Yeah.
Good.
You know, and it's funny because look where we're at now. I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
That's funny. Just because Fresh Start has been such a success, I've never seen such a clear example of, like, right at first being like, oof, I don't know about this. And then being like, okay, well, we'll give it a chance. And then it just rocking. It's being so good.
Yeah. And we also talked about assigning achievements on that episode, and I told Sirion something. And Sirion, yes. You got the back end.
Gotcha. Erkin.
Hey.
Yeah, back end.
Carry on. I'm a full stack developer, John.
I know. That's why I gave you the back end.
What can be done to improve
no
Fresh Start Worlds? Fresh Start Worlds. Like, linked accounts can't be the only.
He doesn't
like,
know.
Like, here's the thing.
Me and Sirion were having one conversation there. You and Taxi were having a different conversation entirely.
I mean, apparently, I thought we were having the same conversation, but as many, you know, as is usual, Shane is somewhere else.
That's right.
and be able to play along with us because they are high level and we have a bigger player base to play a multiplayer game with.
Let's
That's
go.
Good for us.
And they're going to be right? buying these weapons out of the economy. The economy is going to go up. Everything's going to get more expensive. And apparently that's what people want.
But, I'm looking forward to it.
That's sort of the way I'm looking at it, right? Like, let's see this
yeah,
as an opportunity for,
sure. for
new friends to come into the game and new people to
One
discover.
One of us. One like, of us.
Is it just me, or did he have more energy in that episode, Taxi?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe it was late or something.
Maybe it was. And he also revealed the interesting bit about his history on this episode, too.
You know, and this is a terrible way to argue this because it is a counterexample that is very specific, but I got my alt to very near max. She is well above 80 minimum skills and approaching, you know, mid 90s or 99s in more than half the skills in like 4 months without any boosts. She got a quest cape in that time too while actually reading all of the dialogue, right? Like,
did you sleep, by the way? Like, did you?
Oh no, I failed that.
What's going on here?
But like
24/7 RuneScape, eat, skip, eat, sleep, escape, repeat.
No, it was, I mean, it was, I was busy at the time. I was, you know, studying for exams and things that I did end up failing, but not necessarily a result of RuneScape, but
keep telling yourself that.
I thought that was an interesting tidbit, highlighting the love for quests and whatnot. And oh, this also happened at the same time.
I guess you'll have that with this game, right? I just love how savage Sirion is.
Yeah, that's true. The clips from the Fresh Start episode keep continuing. That is something I'm going to insert in post because I'm not set up to send you guys the sound right now. And if I change my audio device, I will ruin the recording.
Whoa, that was such a cool micro lesson, Shane. That's awesome. Yeah, some really good points. You could make some really good money off of that. It's not quite as crazy as it used to be, especially since the threads dropped so much, but man. Check that out, folks.
I'm sorry, that's such a good... You read the script, so you knew exactly what was in there.
I helped write the script. Yes, Shane, I did. I can't tell if this is going to belong in the clip show or the actual show. Either way, hi, guys. We're a little wild tonight.
With that being said, you can find the full micro lesson at YouTube. And yes, it did wind up in the clip show.
Yeah.
Oh, I just loved how it went straight into jumping up and down about the micro lesson when in reality, I don't know if that would have sounded better than what we did, or I don't know. Maybe we should have just left it as is. But
I was very lost.
Okay, yeah, and I figured that it would probably sound better in post on that front. But speaking of post, we also have a couple of clips from post show on that episode. Well, damn, there were a lot of clips from this episode. There were 7 clips from this episode, 896.
Wow.
We can go about my setting the table bit with archaeology, God Wars, and then this as a way of getting to what is the ultimate direction of RS3. We could go with that.
Again, setting the table is not a thing.
Really?
What? You set the table before you go to dinner. You set the scene before you lay out an explanation.
I have an argument in Shane's favor, though.
Hit me with it, because I'm not hearing it.
He's Canadian. They talk funny.
I can't tell you. You're wrong. Crap. You got me on that one.
We don't talk that funny, do we?
I would have backed you up. I've heard setting the table.
Right? And maybe that's because I've imparted that on you for so long since we've been talking about language and persuasion, amongst other things. Who knows? And then in building the show title, this also happened. I will nail this out in 3, 2...
That's...
What?
Shane!
What?
No, there's a sexual alternative meaning to... Never mind. Have sex with your teasing Just nailing. We're just gonna move on. Okay, go for it.
No one's ever heard of nailing something down.
Once again, it wasn't me. Go with the Shaggy defense. But it wasn't. So.
I feel like that's becoming a running meme for you, this clip show. All right. 898. Yak track with the Yak Sack. Post show clip from you. Let me see. Who put this show title in? Yakety Yak, Touch My Sack. Which one of you was that?
You guys hear me?
Yep.
We read you.
Up, guys?
Jazz did it.
Zant, was that you?
No.
No.
Was it you, Tanis?
That's just funny.
And the title we went with for that episode was The Endless Yak Sack.
I still think I would have went with mine.
What, Yakety Yak, Touch My Sack?
Yeah. If it had just been a little later, it could have had a Christmas theme.
Oh?
You know, like Santa's sack. Or...
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot, that's right. I got to get my Santa sack out on RS. I got the suit in the title. I just haven't got the sack out. I got to do that. I'm going to do that after.
You're sleeping, Shane.
Yeah, I know. Episode 901, when the Dagonoth King pets were updated. The Dagonoth King pets have been visually updated to better reflect the bosses they came from.
My derpy dinosaur, my first pet ever. I'm so sad about this.
This is the worst update in 3 years of this game.
And you know,
my derpy dinosaur is gone.
Earth
no.
said the exact same thing when it came to this.
I'm not surprised. He's a man of taste and culture. Oh, it hurts me.
There we have it. Earth is a man of taste and culture regarding RuneScape news. And everybody seemed to love the pre-update Dagonoth King pets more than the ones that came out after they were updated. Anyways.
Well, yeah. It was the Derpathosaurus, you know?
Yeah, it's actually a good name for it, now that you mention it. So. Now, this next clip is from you, and I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, so I'm going to play it, and you can see if it jogs your memory.
That should have been, but it should have been caught. You should never
have to do
1500% like that. But here's my thing. If you've come up with the perfect formula, You got the serum to eternal fucking life here. Or are you going to turn around and drink some Robitussin? I don't get that. Why?
We are out of the clip right now, but my mouse has stopped working. So Tanis, do you remember where that was from?
Well, yeah, we were definitely talking about invention, and how that had to be kind of redone. And I don't know about so the funny thing is not only is that a clip from the past, but it could have been like foretelling of the future.
Oh no,
because we just won't give me you know, I think I'm sure obviously was talking about archaeology, and
now we got necromancy on the way forward too.
All right.
And David also had to leave early on this episode and elected to continue the podcast from his car.
I'll actually challenge you on that one. The difficulty is that you have much higher defensive values for somebody getting out of a car. Hold on, I'm super distracted right now.
Wait, what?
You got some background noise.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that.
I don't think anybody's ever recorded an update from a car before. If you want to be the first one, go for it. And then the funny part about after that is we heard the car engine start and he started driving.
Yeah, I love that. Like, a taxi's like, wait, what?
Yeah. These are the kind of crazy things that happen on the show. And I think what I did for editing on this one is I edited out this chunk that we just played for the clip. And then I removed the background noise of the car for when David was not speaking. And then I think that's how we got around that editing-wise on that one. And then, of course, 2022 is also Tanis's year of smithing.
Well, I, too, have been working on my fractured staff, but I'm doing it in, you know, an honest day's work in the smithery.
Okay.
No, I've been back to the plate bodies, and I am on task 49 of the Yak Track, and I can 100% assure you that those capes, yeah, super rare. I haven't gotten crap out of my Yak Sack. None, nothing, zilch, nada.
Well, so, you'll soon be able to farm them as you continue to
yes.
make clay buddies. And when you first said that, I definitely thought you said in the misery instead of in the smithery. And I'm like, what? Tanith, I'm projecting.
We know you love smithing, right?
I love smithing. I mean, went back, got some more.
Okay. And did you get your staff at the end, or did Fresh Start?
Fresh start happened, and I also realized it's too much. Wait, it's too much.
Too much too money much. For the staff, yeah.
Too much. Yeah, I mean, am I really gonna notice a difference between that and the next best?
No. Yeah. What you want it for is the spec.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Episode 902, talking about the otter position, amongst other things, and how we position ourselves playing RS.
Oh, so I put the armrest back on my chair because I just want to chill for this, but now I can't reach my keyboard anymore because it's too far away.
Are you
real first world struggles?
Are you sitting the way that you normally do?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I had the arms above my chair, because they're the same height as my keyboard tray, and I like to have my keyboard pulled up really close in my lap.
Oh, you don't know about the otter position, do you?
The otter position?
With your keyboard and mouse on your chest?
Oh, you got to balance the laptop on your belly so that you can reach for your drink.
So I have a desktop otter position now.
Yeah. Well, you can still do the otter. You just rest your beverage on your belly and you bring your mouse to the side.
I do have wireless mouse and keyboard.
I love that interaction there, just how we were getting ready pre-show and just something about how one of us was positioned or something like that led to an entire discussion.
That's been a secret since 2015. I mean, I can't believe I was now talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means we need to do video shows more, so people can't see where you're actually sitting doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on that, it's actually really interesting because I can tell when somebody's sitting up or leaning back or laying down on the podcast just based on how their voice sounds differently. That's something you pick up over time. So
really,
yeah, I can tell that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Moving on, we also talked about someone named Lizzie on this episode, and I'm just going to play the clip because I want nothing to do with this one.
If you want to know things that keep me up at night, it's, you know, Lizzo twerking and playing.
Who?
I mean, I saw that clip.
Who?
Oh, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Who's that?
It's.
Don't worry about it.
It's Thick 30, bitches.
Pop culture human.
Who is Lizzo?
Pop She's culture a, human, musical yeah. artist,
oh, okay.
and just general personality, let's say.
Yes.
Okay. It's not like some...
She looks like a good time.
It's not like some... Never mind, I won't say it.
No, yeah, she's a person. That's her name.
Okay. And I assume she does things that are objectionable to some.
No. Oh, yeah. I mean, some people are losing their shit over it, but I found it enjoyable.
Again, pop culture icon, musician, like, you could just look up a picture of Lizzo and probably be able to understand a little bit. Sure, her personality, mm-hmm. you know, fits.
Still feel the same way?
I love how, like, our little clips, like, see, that starts off with a time capsule.
Uh-huh.
Like, where you can tell what's going on in the news at that time. And then it also shows how, shows our sense of humor, and then Shane not knowing what we're talking about. Like, it had everything.
Maybe that's clip of the year then. I don't know. Anywho, on episode 903, there were no clips from in the actual episode, but we had one from pre-show and one from post-show, and sometimes, you know, Freudian slips are a thing. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of RSBNB Update. Welcome aboard, Tanis, as per usual.
Thank you, Shane.
We got lots of fresh start stuff to talk about. We're continuing on that path, despite where some farts, some farts.
Well, they are farts.
Well,
there's one for the clip show.
That's definitely for the clip show. We'll restart that since we're just 30 seconds in.
Take two.
And what I was going for was parts of the community, but I said farts of the community because I think we both agree at this point that Fresh Start really didn't get a fair shake from the community due to messaging poisoning.
Yeah, they a lot of important people had opinions, and you know what they say about opinions.
And they just took shape on Reddit, and away went the collective opinion for Fresh Start. But if you talk to anybody playing it, they really enjoyed it, and that's been my experience in terms of interacting with the lots of people who are there.
Yeah, did you ever hear that opinions are like assholes, Shane?
Yep. And the next clip from post-show talking about our title, Sir Tiffy's Lap.
What's this about that you click?
Hey, how about Sir Tiffy's Lap Dance?
No!
Okay.
No! Wow.
You could just imagine Shane grinding there, twerking on Sir Tiffy's lap.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sir Tiffy twerking. Twerking Sir Tiffy.
RuneScape's not that kind of fantasy game.
Stuffing one GP coins into the...
Of course you went there. Of course you went there.
But I think there wasn't there like an emote people were doing when sitting on his lap stuff, I thought.
I don't know if that was possible, because I think if you did anything like that, it would make you stand up.
Yeah, there was some, man, I swear there was something people were doing.
Okay, all right, we might need to look into that then. After this, we go to episode 905, and this was, Zerdones was on that episode, and he started talking about what his pick of the week was going to be on this. And this was the Wilderness Flash Events week.
I read this book a while ago. I always think about it because of one particular story, which I want to tell you guys, but I won't say on the podcast for reasons that will become obvious.
Okay.
So one of the people that Dahl was sleeping with was Claire Booth Luce, who was a congresswoman and was married to the owner of Time Magazine. And in one of his mission reports, Dahl sent back to England the following quote. I'm all fucked out. That goddamn woman has absolutely screwed me from one end of the room to the other for three goddamn nights.
Wait, I wonder if she spanked him with the Time cover.
And bear in mind, like...
This is the 1940s.
Yeah, right.
This is the 1940s. Also, do you know what Roald Dahl looks like?
No idea, but...
he is a weird-looking guy.
That's how we roll. That's...
I'm trying to remember. Like, I remember the story. Was he a writer? He was a writer or something, right? Or something.
Yeah, yeah. He wrote lots of books. Lots of books. Yeah. So, yeah. That was fun. And I mean, just the things you can pull together in pick of the week, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And pulling together things for pick of the week, but also pre-show, Tannis. This is the beads episode.
Beads.
That nobody's heard yet.
Uh-oh.
Your experience with beads?
My experience with beads?
Yeah, you remember this?
Was I on cold medication or anything?
I don't know. Well, let's listen, then you can talk about it.
Huh.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah. I like flashing, too. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, hold on. I like getting flashed.
Careful.
Did I ever tell you my Braille story, Shane?
No.
Oh, this is awesome. Back in the day, my early 20s, you know, went to one of those Dave and Buster places, you know, where you can drink and play video games. And
could you still see then?
Not well, no.
Okay.
I was with a buddy of mine. And it was like a Mardi Gras night, so you know, girls had beads all over the place. And dude, there's these two really hot chicks, and my buddy's like, "Hey, you want some beads?" And they're like, "Yeah." We're like, "You know what you got to do," and they like flashed real quick. I was like, "Hold on." And my friend's like, "Yeah, he's blind." I was like, "But I read Braille," and I stuck my hands out. I didn't grab him, but they laughed. It was hilarious. I read the beads. I read Braille, man.
And here I thought this was alluding to you reading beads like you'd read Braille.
Well, not exactly. I remember, I was like, "Oh, those beads." Okay.
Different context, you know, pre Me Too and all that, different, right?
I was going to say different decade, right? Yeah. I should have said I put my hands up because that's what I know is the joke of it. But different decade.
And that's the sort of thing that comes out on the podcast, folks, in pre-show sometimes.
Hey, my timing was impeccable, though.
It was.
Do it for the joke.
Oh, boy.
For the walls.
Zerdones, anything?
Nothing. No, I think flashing is fine.
Just casually thrown in there, right?
I think flashing is fine. Well, that may be clip of the year.
I could do a lot of damage to Clan Quest Guild Council with that, because he is a member of that.
That is hilarious.
All right, moving on to episode 906, the happy Halloween episode, because this is when the Halloween event came out, and here's what it looks like when I'm dishing out achievements. Tannis, you'll be in the middle.
Okay.
And, you're the body of the sandwich today.
All right.
And I'll be on the bottom.
I always knew you was the bottom, Shane.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, it wouldn't be RSBNB if we didn't give Shane some grief.
And I think at the end, I should start just referring to the achievements as beginning, middle, and end, right?
You think?
Yeah.
Or else you walk into shit like that.
Yep. And I also said, and this was something that happened on the podcast. I'm not going to say what this clip's about, but I'm just going to play it right now. Listeners, enjoy.
Pure cosmetics is the best way to go. And this is what exactly, as you said, what people were screaming about. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I had to sneeze. I could not hold that one in.
You scared the crap out of me then.
Ew, Halloween episode.
Sorry.
I don't have a mute button. So normally I try and hold it in, but I just couldn't. It just got away.
That was good. That was good. Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween, everyone.
I will edit out the occasional sneeze, but, you know, as that was fall time, I was having a bit of an allergy attack there. suffice to say, I started the show fine, and by the end of the nose, by the end of the show, my nose was completely congested.
Yeah, I think people might have forgot just how those can scare the living shit out of you.
But you were fine with it, right? Because you kind of desensitized.
I've gotten used to it. Yeah, I am just like just a old soldier with bombs and Shane sneezes going off all around him. Don't even blink anymore.
All right, moving on to episode 907, and I wish I had another Canadian on the podcast for this one. I realized I didn't, but I threw this in. Anyways, I'll explain after the clip. So, you're right, and I do wonder if these are Fresh Start inspired. So, good
call. At least maybe raised on the priority list, right?
Like, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, there's an old saying in terms of whether it be development or just in general business that it's not always easy to make priorities, but if you don't have priorities, you're going to be cast kind of adrift and you're not going to find success. So it's always good to see where the priorities lie in this, and that at the end of the day, going back to these mid-level and starter areas is still on the radar and a priority for Jagex. So you probably have no idea what I was going on about there, right?
No idea.
No. You know, in the U.S., how you have your political ads, your very famous ones, like the Reagan's Morning in America, right?
Uh-huh.
This came from one of those Canadian famous political ads. And I realized I was going on this, and I just went for it, but I didn't have any Canadians on who would have understood it. There's a political ad in the mid-2000s here, where one of the parties was arguing amongst each other, saying that ex-leadership candidate didn't know how to make priorities. And as a result of that, that later got turned into another attack ad. So for the better part of 6 months, all you would hear was some French people on TV screaming, "Do you know how to make priorities?" So for a long time, that became a meme here in Canada. So I kind of just went with, you know, people need to make Fresh Start priorities, right? So.
Yeah. All right.
But the allergies continued this episode. And then we go to the Wilderness Flash events. Have you interacted with any of these since we talked about them when they launched?
Very few. I got really into the mining.
Sorry. Fuck. Yeah, I'm not having an allergy attack like last week, but Jesus Christ, I need to get a mute button. I'm going to look into that, because how many fucking edit notes are there going to be because of that?
A few. It's probably not the last one this week.
And you can hear the pen furiously writing at the end. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I just keep cruising.
Yep.
It's like, yep, Shane yep. sneezing again.
Yep, that's right.
I don't remember if that was the last one or not.
Yeah, that was the last one. That was the last one. Then we go to monthly bit 52, another monthly bit clip here, talking about how we're almost near the end of 2022. Means the world to us, and we'll be back next month for the final monthly bit of 2022. Sounds weird saying that, but we are going to be headed.
What?
We're going to be headed.
What?
We're going to be headed into December next month. Yeah.
Why would you say that? Now I'm terrified.
Right?
Very exciting.
How is this year almost over?
Hey, could have been worse. Could have been 2020. Let's go!
On that note, we'll see you next month, everybody. Take care.
Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, boy. And, you know, people who run things on schedules, like the podcast, we always start thinking about December and early November, or sooner, right? Mm-hmm. Sirion does that for Clan Quest for a number of reasons, so that's why that was terrifying to him. But you know, we are tracking to release another skill in 2023, so who knows? Maybe Jagex, and I feel bad saying this, should hope for another pandemic on the way to boost player numbers as they did with archaeology.
Yeah, I said it before. I'll say it again. Fuck 2020. Never again.
The bright spot of that year was archaeology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only.
Yeah. Another clip from this episode, post-show this time. And 69.7 million from the U.S.
69. He said 69.
Nice.
It's just a number, people. It's just a number. I was just reading a stat, and that's the first thing Sirion says.
I know. It's funny, because everyone is guilty, but you, Shane.
I know. Like, it's a stat. It's a number, right? So why should that elicit that kind of response is what I'm wondering.
Well, it's usually the response should be nice.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm just going to move us on to episode 908 right now, the Garden of Charid update. Another episode Earth was on talking about the pre-show and specifically what to do with the big gulp.
You don't actually fill that with soda, Shane. You fill it with orange juice and vodka from, like a drugstore.
Oh, you see, that's
really, it's really cheap stuff.
That's weird, because, you know, whenever I had the opportunity to get one.
Oh, no, Shane. Shh. Vodka from a drugstore?
Yeah, like a CVS or whatever. That's where you get the, you can get the handle for, like, $10.
At a CVS?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they used to have, like, the, oh, man, you know, the really bad rums and vodkas. And,
like Smirnoff?
Well, I would say even worse, like the plastic, yeah, clear plastic container.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times back in the day.
I had no idea that was even considered for a thing, because I would consider even filling a big gulp with soda as something that is dangerous to your health. Hence why those just look like wonderful, wonderful glasses of water.
Yeah. See, all I can say is it was the 90s, man. It was the 90s.
90s were great.
They were fun.
Yeah. And keep in mind, you're a little bit older than me, so we weren't having the same kind of fun in the 90s.
Probably not.
No. I also talked about what my conditions would be to get 200 million farming XP, which I'm still at 199.4 right now. Reed, do you want to get 200 mil farming together?
You want to wait like 10 years?
No, I already waited a long time. I should have done it with Brad. I want to do it with someone who has meaning. So at this point, the nearest ones are either you or Thaxi.
It'll probably definitely be Thaxi.
Yeah, your first time definitely should be meaningful, Shane.
My
with
first 200
special
million.
Special that you love.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys are going on that now, aren't you? I was talking about the first 200 mil.
You're talking about sex.
Oh my god. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's a noise you make.
We no kink shaming here.
I got it as soon as he added a little bit more context to it, but I was just going along and it was too late by that point.
It's just like with you, Shane, it's like catching fish in a barrel. I mean, it's always right there.
And that's the general tone of the clip show here, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. All right. And this was also a typo where we came up with the term Plower Panthers. Also, apparently, wow, I was having a time typing this. Apparently, we have an update or an upgrade as part of this update called Plower Panthers.
Excuse me?
Plower Panthers, but what it meant was plant power upgrades. Wow, that's a typo from the ages. Plower Panthers. But
yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on there.
This is the core nut of the update. Plant power, the core nut, like, you know, you have a nut like a walnut or an almond, and then you take the shell off, and then you get to the core nut of it.
That's not making plower pantries any better, Shane.
I don't hear the look. I don't get what's going on here, but that's okay. I don't get it.
Just keep plowing away, Shane.
Yeah, let's just keep plowing through our farms then.
Oh my god.
What? And this is one I still don't get. Plower panters? Obviously that was a typo, right? And some combination of typo and autocorrect, but why did that elicit that response? They're not even real words.
No, and you weren't even done with plower planters then either. What you don't know is sometimes we just mess with you for no reason at all.
Okay. All right. Fair.
And you believe it. Okay. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, boy. All right. On episode 910, Sirion was on the show, and I mentioned to him, I forgot the like and subscribe messaging at the end, and this was his response. Yeah. All right.
Be all content creatory.
Oh, thank you so much for all your donations and support. Please hit the subscribe and like button. Don't forget to click this other video that shows up on the screen right now.
It's like a mocking voice or something, isn't it?
I mean, spot on, spot on imitation there.
Absolutely. This was the Thanksgiving episode that you weren't on. You had a fun Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, a lot to be thankful for. Mm-hmm.
Especially now that it's passed, right?
Especially now that it's passed, yeah.
Good. We'll let the listeners read into that what they want, right?
It was, it's a very fun Thanksgiving.
All right.
And I wasn't on the show that night.
Now on episode 912, we got the first inklings that we might have necromancy on the way.
It does, and I think kind of
they also
of
mentioned
like,
the N-word a number of times. I mean, necromancy. Sorry, not the N-word. Necromancy.
Jesus H. Mason Shane.
Right. See.
Still funny.
Here's the thing.
Still funny.
In parts of the world, that word doesn't have as big of a negative connotation as it does in the U.S., and it probably should in Canada as well, right? But
I would think that that's pretty universal. But
no, I've heard it used in casual conversation with people from Europe before. Believe it or not.
Huh. Well,
Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And granted, I'm not from there, but at the same time, it's just like saying, you know, the F word, right? And then necromancy, I didn't want to say the word necromancy, so I just went, the N word. But then a couple seconds later, I realized, oh shit, that means something else here.
It's not the N word. Yeah, that's how bad the word is, Shane. No one knows you when you refer to a word by a letter. That's a bad word.
Yeah. All right, and now we're heading on to our last episode of the year, 913, where we talked about the Grand Exchange Fee and the presents that are now in game.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you could poke a hole in that present and fuck it, I'd be fucking these presents.
Hello?
That's how good the XP is. We're just full
of
stars.
Yeah, that's your first clip from the show, Shane.
Yeah, okay.
Right there. Right, yeah. This clip right here, officer.
You still enjoying your presents?
Love the presence. Yeah, see, this is when we need like a siren on the the soundboard. I mean, okay, have you ever seen the Dukes of Hazzard? Like the movie with Johnny Knoxville?
I have not.
Okay. There's this like he's so in love with the car. Or no, but Bo's so in love with the car that he says that. So it's a line.
Oh, but, I see.
Yeah. and Scarface kind of says something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I was also talking about wood, specifically softwood lumber, and that just sets you guys off on a different path. You guys might not realize it, but what happens?
Do a trade war on Canada?
Yeah, you guys did in our aluminum, the aluminum and softwood stuff.
And you still liked him?
Yeah,
no, I thought that was because you had softwood. Yeah, I thought you just got boars in your wood. That was the problem. You had bugs.
Yeah, and that's
what our press told us.
Softwood.
Softwood lumber has always been a sticking point in the Canada-U.S. relationship. Stephen Harper negotiated a good softwood deal in 2006, and it expired, and Justin was unable to get a better one.
Well, it can't be that much of a sticking point if it's softwood.
Well, I mean, it's what you make houses with, right?
I would have thought that was hardwood, but I mean...
No, hardwood really isn't used for much anymore in these days, unless you're getting some kind of like intricate cabinetry done that's not... that particle board stuff. Once again, two different conversations.
Who would have thought that you would be lecturing us on wood?
Right? Well, I mean, it was a sticking point in the international trade relationship between our two countries.
Well, fair. I guess... That must be real important to you Canadians up there.
Very much so in British
softwood.
Very much so in British Columbia and whatnot. But you know, just read in whatever you want to that clip, I guess. Oh, and then the Plower Panthers came up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because everybody was cranking them out.
Prices.
Everybody was cranking Bloodweed out with their potions to complete the.
Use your words.
The
Garden of Charid Plower Panthers or Plant Powers. Jesus.
Plower Panthers?
Yeah.
You were on for that episode.
On the plowing. he's really got plowing in the brain. Plowboy Shane.
Plowboy Shane.
You like that title, Plowboy Shane?
I do like that. I think Plowboy Shane should be a keeper.
Oh boy! All right, okay. And then this clip is one that should have been edited out from the main podcast, but this was one of those cases where we were doing editing around that point to insert, I think, the Patreon spot, but I didn't remove far enough, and this made its way into the show. And with that, we can move on to Tanis's, well, I don't know if this is your favorite topic, death and taxes for the new year.
I could have done without, but I mean, here it is.
So, okay, you know, okay.
You can't avoid it, right?
No, you can't. So they're starting it off on January 4th, which is not that. I fucked up.
Hello?
I fucked up. Never mind.
Hello?
So we're going to move on.
Did I hit record?
No, I did. I started the wrong segment there. I started a segment that was supposed to start after the Grand Exchange fee update, and I realized it about 30 seconds in.
Yeah, you took that one pretty hard, Shane.
I know, because normally that doesn't happen. But,
no.
Anyway, oh boy, it's time to end the year. Time to end the year.
It's got you so frustrated, you don't know what to do.
Yeah, time to end the year. Here's our last clip of the year. And it's going to be very important for the first update. well, not the first update of the year, one of the updates in Q1. The thing that people haven't fully realized yet is that they're open to increasing or lowering the tax if need be. The fee.
Come on, bud.
It's a fee. That's the title of the show. Okay.
The exact inflection, right, Shane?
Yeah. Yeah.
We need it.
Yeah. And that was an important clip because it was that reframing from tariff and tax to fee that got you on board with the idea of allowing that to happen on the GE.
It's true.
Because before that, you wanted nothing to do with it. You were set to, you know, some weird thing of, you know, you get a 100 mil drop, you got to pay 10% of it in tax or something like that is what you wanted. But when we explained it, you know, as a fee just to use an ATM or the auction house, and wow, it was fine.
Yeah. It's because the definition of taxes.
Yeah. And the perspective that brings and they're very much an ideological thing. And that's why I think promoting it as a tariff or a tax in their messaging, and thank you so much to Earth for bringing this up, is such a big mistake on that. And we're definitely going to be honing in on that, come the new year. So I'm glad we were able to get that in on for the last clip of the year. So
yeah.
But I'm glad you feel better about that now. So that leaves us with what, the death system update in January, eventually Necromancy, Fort 4 and 3, a construction update. RSBNB update is going to look very interesting in the new year with these updates and the panel that we put together this year and everybody that's been on the show. And it's at this point that we say a big, huge thank you to our listeners for carrying us through this year and allowing us to do so many things. Keep in mind, you know, this year we had things like the Patreon Legends of RSBNB update postcard that went out. We had so many monthly bits that received such great feedback from you guys in terms of the skill tier list, just to name a few, Legacy Combat. So that's one side of it, but also just what we've been able to do on the actual updates themselves when it comes to talking about things like Slayer updates, the Accidental Skilling update, Hetz Oasis, once again, completely changed perspectives on. And as we move through the year, Wilderness updates and so on and so forth, the community has been here and helped us with that. So a big, huge thank you to the community and listeners for being here and allowing us to do what we do. And of course, also to the hosting and production team who, behind the scenes, it's not just Tannis and myself each and every week and the person who's on the show. There's lots of people that we consult with about whatever is in the patch notes. You might not know this is happening, but lots of what's on this show goes through many different eyes before it gets to you. So big, huge thank you to all the hosts and producers of RSBNB Update. So that's how I want to end the year. Just a big, huge thank you to everybody out there. We'll be back in January. Next week, we have a special with Mod Jack talking about RuneScape's endgame. That's going to be a fun one. Lots of interesting perspectives on that. Think of it as kind of like a larger monthly bit. Now, of course, the best way to get that episode and all the episodes that will be coming down the pipe in 2023 is to subscribe. We're on a whole myriad of podcast listeners out there. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google, Pocket Casts, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. Visit update.show/subscribe. You can also find us on YouTube at youtube.com/RSBNB. There we post the video versions of the show. And if you like the podcast, give the channel a like and subscribe. It greatly helps it out. I don't think I have anything else left to say for this year. Do you? Anything?
No, just you know, I just want to echo your comments. Big thank you to everybody out there, and looking forward. This was a good year in RuneScape, and looking for an even better one next year.
Yeah. Not much else left to say, so see you next year, everyone. Have a good one.
See ya.